If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish and Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, back in the day, MTN ventured into a music business. So they were literally selling songs. They were also selling ringtones. And they made a lot of money out of it. Musicians benefited as well. The in thing these days is streaming. I was actually thinking just yesterday, there's so many streaming services. Disney, DSTV, Netflix, Amazon,
Apple
TV. You spoiled for choice. And MTN is trying to get into that as well.
100%. It actually made me think of Saul. So if you're not happy where you are, Saul, with your new venture, you just might look at MTN as a new platform to explore. Now, we have touched base on this before when we've spoken to the group CEO on the company results. And again, this is part of a diversification strategy. And you've hit the nail on the head that they are looking to explore and compete with the likes of Netflix and MultiChoices Group's owned Showmax. Now, they are launching a new partnership with a company called Scanner Media. Now, Scanner Media, from what we understand, is a video provider of software and essentially are looking to target both mobile as well as fixed broadband subscribers to essentially not only use their network, but tap into their platform in order to consume content. Now, this essentially helps MTN diversify its income strategy, not only in terms of providing the data that you connect with, but obviously the platform will then also have a subscription-based fee or some other kind of revenue model in order to ensure that consumers are able to access some kind of video on-demand content. It's not quite clear just yet, you know, how this partnership will work, but it is expected to create a new competitive environment because this will also have access right across the continent to ensure that they touch onto a larger base of consumers that they're able to access. Scanner Media, from what we understand, started back in 2012 and essentially was bought out of multiple groups that have a history within technology. Genesis, also previously known as Alcatel, and then now also bought by Nokia, and essentially was backed by a company called Premieria Funds. So not quite certain as to how the transaction will work or the partnership and the details of the MOU. But for the moment, from what we understand, seems as though there's a lot of truth to the murmurings and rumors that we've heard and maybe a strong foundation to the growth they're looking to explore.
Yeah. Let's shift our focus now to tariff wars. Basically, the U.S. and China going tit for tat. The U.S. imposed sanctions on China, not sanctions, sorry,
yeah.
Tariffs on China, 34%. China retaliated. The U.S. then threatened to increase the tariffs to 50%. And I don't know what Donald Trump was thinking, because the China is not really going to take this lying down, are they?
Hardly. From what we do understand, yesterday was actually quite a calamity on the markets. Looking at the headlines and even some of the market responses briefly, there were a lot of gyrations because at one point it was rumored or mentioned that there'd actually be a 90-day suspension of the tariffs. Then we heard the White House defining this as fake news, and that's when Trump came out to say actually his real target is China. And from what we understand, as you've mentioned, not only is it the current tariff increases that he imposed last week, which are upwards of 50%, China retaliated to say, okay, they're going to charge an increase of 38% on U.S. products. And now the U.S. has retaliated to say, should China continue with their retaliation, they'll slap on another 50 basis points. As you've mentioned, China said, we're not taking it lying down. And I've actually said they're going to fight this till the end. That's what many representatives from China have been caught or mentioned so far. Why this matters, though, is because this does have a ripple effect, especially on some of the major technology companies. Tesla, Apple, many of these others that are part of the Magnificent Seven stocks, typically listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange, do have strong exposure to China, where it's part of their value chain in terms of the manufacturing of their goods. So if this actually does continue, all it's going to lead to is just higher cost of technology goods and items, largely impacting the U.S. consumer more than anyone else. So tit for tat, as you say, and it doesn't seem like it's going to end anytime soon. So I think we just need to buckle up and continue to witness so much more volatility and concern that could be raised on the back of this trade war.
Yeah, America is getting exactly what they deserve, and I hope they bring them to their knees. Anyway, speaking about markets, what are they looking like today? Hello?
You just reminded me of that theme of destruction, boys.
That's funny.
Yeah, clearly it's a tough one for Trump, but let's see how long he holds on for. Let's pick up on the markets. 82,161 points is where the JSE All Share Index will open up from. I must let you know we had a slightly better day than many of our international partners. Globally, it was red right across the spectrum. Currency-wise, we're still feeling the pinch, though. We had 19.54 to the US dollar, 24.94 to the British pound, and now 21.40 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulesh Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.